This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. It was an opening day pitcher's duel in Baltimore yesterday, and the Orioles outlasted the Twins 2-1. Neither starting pitcher allowed a run in Derek Shelton's first ever game as Minnesota manager.
It was better than I expected. I mean, I think that's what you expect when you watch opening day. You don't expect 10-5 and 11-9. You expect a 2-1 game because it's the best of two guys, and I think we saw two guys that went out and really threw the ball well.
Minnesota's Joe Ryan tossed 5 1/3 innings of one-hit, seven-strikeout shutout ball. The bullpen allowed two runs in the seventh. Both teams are off today. They'll resume the three-game set tomorrow. The Wild outshot the Panthers in Florida last night 50-20, but needed a Joel Eriksson Ek goal with 5 seconds left to beat the Panthers. Nick Foligno says a win is a win.
You need these kind of games where it's like it almost slips away and we catch it, and sometimes I think that gets everyone to calm down a little bit. It's frustrating, obviously, because you feel like you pepper a goalie like that and you should score more. Myself included, I want to put a few in for these guys and help them in that department, but they're going to come. They're going to come at the right times, and I think that's the big thing we learned tonight. You can't force it. You got to just keep pulling, and you get a big one from Mickey at the end.
Minnesota's in Boston tomorrow. Men's college hockey, Minnesota State Mankato skates against Western Michigan today, and Minnesota Duluth has a game tonight against Penn State. It's the opening round of the NCAA tournament. The Gopher women's basketball team plays UCLA tonight in the Sweet 16 in Sacramento. Minnesota senior center Sophie Hart of Farmington says she'll have a big challenge going against UCLA star center Lauren Betts.
Unfortunate, because the Big Ten, I feel like we have a lot of like pure bigs, true fives. It's usually kind of what I call them, but I mean, Lauren Betts, she's a phenomenal player. I mean, great scorer, great offensive rebounder, can run the floor phenomenally as well. So I think I have my hands full, definitely, but I think it's more fun because you get to be a little bit more physical, not quite touch fouls, if that makes sense. Like, sometimes you can see that, I feel like, when you have smaller defenders, so it lets you play a little bit more. And I'm like a true back-to-back post player, so I prefer that.
Game time tonight, 6:30. This is MNN Sports.